the news in this valley will continue to shift. And my motto as a publisher has always been, I don't care how they digest it, I care that they digest it. What's become very evident to me is there's fewer and fewer true journalists in the valley. And it's really important to get J school trained reporters to cover these communities if they're going to do it with any type of integrity or consistency. And I can tell you that without doubt, the anticipation at the very least and the need is there.
Could you talk a little bit about the team that you have that will be working on this weekly publication?
John Fahey is heading up the news product. He's covered Basalt for us for 3 consecutive winters, and then he finds his home in New Mexico over the summertime. And with John's experience in the Mid-Valley, with his experience launching papers, he was the absolute perfect choice. And luckily, we were able to snag him and have him come back for another winter.
What is the news focus? Is there going to be an arts section, or is it mostly city government news?
So a weekly product is definitely different than a daily product. You have much less AP style news. So AP is Associated Press, and that's a news syndicate where you're reporting on a lot of state and world news. And because AP style content is so immediate, you can't really use any of that in a weekly. It has to be more evergreen because it has to hold a shelf life for a week. It will be arts heavy. We want it to be a little bit more graphic. And then there will be opinion commentary, classifieds. There'll be, a lot of the sort of markings of a traditional newspaper. But I think that schools, water rights, certainly city government, some county, there's a lot of stuff happening in the development space, in the commuter world, and congestion and environmental health. It's all about finding what's important to the community. And I think that we have a lot to learn as we grow and launch and expand, and it'll continue to develop as the market demands sort of expose themselves.
And so the primary focus being Basalt, Willits, El Jebel, is there plans to also do reporting on Carbondale?
So the motto is to kind of serve every community that's not served by a daily newspaper. And that obviously includes Snowmass and Carbondale. That said, both those communities have a newspaper in them already, being the Sober Sun and the Snowmass Sun. So we'll be doing a lot less of it. And, we have every intention in the world to collaborate with the Soper Sun in particular. I know, a portion of your listeners are here in Carbondale. And I think that, one of the concerns I have heard in some of the community events I've been to here is it your intention to compete with the Sun? The advertising pie doesn't get bigger. So I think there's some natural competition that happens, but I truly believe that there's the right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I think that we have some great opportunities to collaborate and do some more in-depth stuff that will really have an impact on our community. In no way is our intention to compete with the Snowmass Sun or the Sober Sun, but at the same time, I would be lying if I said there's not going to be any overlap there. That's just the nature of what we're doing, and that includes your newsroom.
Right. And, the hope being that we can have extremely comprehensive coverage of a huge range of issues with so many news sources.
Totally. And I think that, that's the problem is resources are a huge issue for everybody, every news organization in the world, really. I think there's probably about 10 news organizations in the country that have large enough budgets to have spotlight and investigative news divisions. And needless to say, none of those 10 exist in this valley. So I think that, if we really focus on what needs to be covered and not just going after each other's throats, then the end result is going to be very positive for the reader and for the community and for kind of the collective awareness of what we have going on, because I just genuinely believe in my whole purpose and philosophy is that we need news, J school journalism, journalists more now than ever. So if we can make that happen and continue to inform the public and help educate and help distribute content and help people digest it, I think that the tide will rise for everybody.
Well, Dave Cook, publisher of the Aspen Daily and managing director, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I really appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to talking to you again once the product's launched, and maybe we'll get Fahey on here to talk through a couple stories. But you know, we really, really encourage everybody to give us as much feedback as possible. So the website is rfweeklyjournal.com. The editor-in-chief is John Fahey, and he is MJF at rfweeklyjournal.com. He uses his initials.
And once again, the first issue will premiere on Thursday, December 13th.
That's right.
And it will continue every Thursday from there into the indefinite future.
Let's hope so.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Dolly.